It's time for some soul food right here on KUUT. Soul food is just simply a program that we bring to you every day where we give you food for your soul from the scriptures. And prayerfully that it will edify you, encourage you, and inspire you as you start your day, throughout the course of the day, or as you wind down your day. Today on Soul Food, we're going to be talking about names. You have a name. When you were born, your mother and your father, or just your mama, or maybe your grandmama, they gave you a name. And as you got older, when you were able to start receiving income and you got a job and it gave you a check or checks, they put the checks in your name. Now, in order for you to cash that check, you needed to have an identification that verified that you were the name on that check. If your name is Thomas Whitley, and they put Michael Johnson on there, you're going to have issues when you go to cash that check. You're not Michael Johnson. And so I said all that to say, as we talk about names, we're going to kick it off from the book of Yeshayahu. You call it Isaiah, and Isaiah is not the name of that book in your Torah. From the Hebrew translations, it says that surely my people shall learn my name. You see, people, the names we've been taught, and it's written in your translation, meaning the Bible you read, such as Elohim, El Shaddai, Adonai, Lord, Messiah, Christ, Jehovah, Yahweh, Yehovah, Jesus, Yeshua, El, is not and never has been our Heavenly Father or our Savior Yeshua's name. Never, people. Let us break it down. Elohim was used to describe two idols, two images, in which you call God, as well as it using it to call our Heavenly Father that name. Rachel, who you call Rachel, called her father Lavan, who you call Laban. His real name is Lavan, Lord. Number two, El is the father of Baal, and we all know who Baal is, or Baal, however you want to pronounce it. It's of Satan. Number three, Shaddai was the name of two men in the Torah, Amishaddai and Zurishaddai. You can find that if you read in the book of Bamidbar. You call the book Numbers, and that's not the real name of that book in your Torah. Number four, Adonai was used to address angels, kings, masters, as well as our Heavenly Father. Yehuda even called his brother Yosef Lord. Number five, the word Lord came from the Canaanite word Adon. Number six, Yehudim, meaning Jews, made up the name Messiah. Number seven, Christ derived from the name Krishna by Constantine in the 1600s. Plus, there is no C, J, W, or I in the Hebrew alphabet. And keep in mind, the whole entire scriptures was written B'Evre, and I just said in Hebrew. So Christ never was our Savior's name. And because of no C in Hebrew, Christ cannot be his name. Number eight, because there is no J in Hebrew, Jehovah or Jesus is not his name. Reason why Jesus is not his name as well, because there's no J's in the Hebrew alphabet. Jesus was a made-up name. Number nine, Jehovah is not his name. Number 10, Yeshua is Jeshua in your Torah. And remember, the word Torah is simply the real name of the book you call the Bible. That same Yeshua, which the Yehudim, who you call Jews, calls our Savior, he was a Levite, which means Levite. This is in the book of Nehemiah. You call the book Nehemiah in your Torah. And that's not the name of that book. We're talking about on today's translation, names. It is very important, people, that we call our Heavenly Father by His only two names. He said was His name. If I called you by your wrong name, if I wrote you a check and gave it to you in the wrong name, it would make a difference. You know, people say, God knows my heart. God don't know your heart because God is dead. God was the son of Yaakov of the 12 tribes of Yisrael. And God is spelled G-A-D. God. Y'all heard the teaching before. If not, listen to the station from time to time. We'll talk about it as well. You can listen to the teachings when you go to the link on the site that talks about different teachings on the name of God. And so, as we talk about the names today, it is important that we call our Heavenly Father by His true name. If He did not want us to know His true name, He would have never put in the Torah, "Assuredly, my people shall learn my name." So He intends for us to learn His name. If you die without knowing His name, you didn't know. You'll be judged without the law. If you die with knowing His name and you chose not to call Him by His name, when you die, you will die. And when you judge, you'll be judged with the law. Ignorance is of no excuse. We're talking about today on today's Soul Food, names. Your name is important. My name is important. My name is not the original birth name my mama gave me when I was a child. My name now is Mr. Ed. That's it. Not Ed, but Mr. Ed. Father Yehoah Eyeh name is Yehoah Eyeh. He said Himself 280 times, "I am Yehoah." He told Moshe, who you call Moses, He did not reveal Himself to the children of Yisrael as Yehoah, but He revealed Himself to the children of Yisrael, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who you call Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as Eyeh. You can find that in the book of Shemot. You call that book Exodus, and that's not the real name of that book. And you can find that in the JPS translation of the Torah. You can get it at a Barnes & Noble or the Tanakh. But the whole entire Torah, from Genesis to Revelation, was written in Hebrew. And our Heavenly Father name is written from Genesis to Revelation, but it was left untranslated, untaught. That's why you don't know His name. So we're specifically talking about today names. It is important what your name is. It is important what your child's name is. It is important what our Heavenly Father's name is. And again, if He did not want us to know His name, He would have never told it to the men that He inspired through the Holy Spirit to write in the Torah. And it's translated the same in every language all over this globe. It's Yehoah in Chinese. It's Yehoah in Cantonese. It's Yehoah in Hebrew. It's Yehoah in Swana, that's over there in Africa. It's pronounced the same. And so we pray that you understand that it does make a difference. You know, people said, as I was saying earlier, God knows my heart. Yeah, your heart is full of evil. It's deceit. He tells us, Father Yehoah tells us, to trust not your heart. And so we're speaking specifically on names. So if you choose not to acknowledge His name, He is not going to make you. But it will come a time where you will have to answer as to why you rejected the name you never heard. The name you never heard your mother, your father, generations before you. It's not even the Torah you never heard before. So all of a sudden, why in this 21st century are we to call Him by that name? Because that's His name. And you wouldn't know it, my people, unless you understood how to read Hebrew yourself. Or unless Father Yehoah touched your spirit and put His words in your mouth. And you heard me teach on teachings as that before. If you're learning His name for the first time, you won't have to say, "Well, let me go check it out for myself. Let me see if this is real." Immediately, it would grab your spirit and you will begin to say His name. But if you have to check it out for yourself, if you have to go and see if this is really true, if this is really from the Hebrew translation, then trust me, my people, and I will say, Shile Amen, I just said, my people, you don't have the heart to acknowledge His name. And you want the heart to acknowledge His name. You want Father Yehoah Eyeh to put His words on your lips. You want Him to write His words on the tablets of your heart. And so as we wind down Soul Food today, Father Yehoah Yeah, yeah, it tells us in Yeshayahu chapter 42, verse 8, I will share my glory with no one. So those names Shaddai, those names Adonai, and Yeshua. Father Yahuwah says in Yeshayahu 42, 8, I will share my glory with no one. You cannot bear the name of our Heavenly Father. So Shaddai was the name of men, as you heard me speak on earlier. Yeshua was a Levite, a flesh and blood man. So Yeshua is not the name of our Savior, Yeshua. The Jews gave him that name. So people, there you have it. According to the Hebrew writing of the translation, his only two names he said is his 208 times himself, Yehovah. Yeah, yeah. Just so you know, the church will not teach this untaught, untranslated truth. I pray today's soul food has been edifying, encouraging, and inspiring to your spirits. Tune in next time for another teaching on soul food right here on KUUT. And it does matter what your name is, and it does matter what our Heavenly Father's name is. And as I wind it down, if Father Yehoiah was audibly speaking to you, he would not call you George when your name is Thomas. So understand, people, it does make a difference what Father Yehoiah name is and what you call him. Because as I said it before from his scriptures, he says, "Assuredly, my people shall learn my name." KUUT, Unconventional Gospel Radio.